We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Lee here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline with Matt Roush from TV Insider. Matt, how you holding up?
Hanging in there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, I wanted to ask you this week about reality TV and going way back to the earliest days of it.
Yeah, there's a show that people with long memories will hopefully welcome back, because I certainly did. Before there was Survivor, and Survivor was one of those shows that really did spark the revolution of primetime reality TV in terms of very high-concept competition shows and things that would, like, take you all over the world. The Amazing Race came later. Before Survivor, there was a show called Eco Challenge that really put the producer, Mark Burnett, who became famous with Survivor, put him on the map. And Eco Challenge was a very grueling endurance and adventure race that would go into really exotic places, Morocco, Patagonia, Fiji. Well, they're back in Fiji. And what's happened is after they hadn't been on the air since 2002 because Survivor took off and then his career went other ways. But now they've revived the show. It's called World's Toughest Race, Eco Challenge Fiji. All 10 episodes will be available on Friday on Hulu. So now we're streaming it, but that's the new reality. Used to air on Discovery and places like that. But I got to tell you, in terms of really great television, it's just such good storytelling, because you get really involved in the teams, not just the ones who are in the front of the pack. And it really, I don't really care who wins the race in this one. It's more about what the race brings out in people. And one of the teams includes a guy who had run many Eco Challenge races back in the day, but now he's facing early onset Alzheimer's, and he's racing alongside his son, who's taken care of him, seeing him through it, all of his aches and pains and confusions. And also, it's just this bonding experiment. It becomes very emotional. And the team this guy used to be a part of, it's a team of over 60s. They call themselves the Stray Dogs. They're also dealing with, like, the limits of their own physical self and their endurance. And as you watch them try to get to the next checkpoint in time so they don't get eliminated, you really pull for these people. And there's other stories along the way, too, as you get really involved in it. But it's also visually beautiful, and you're just in awe of what they're able to do, whether they're rappelling waterfalls and navigating rapids and trying to get their bikes up these muddy trails and going through forests and all this stuff. And it's just a really terrific series. I had forgotten how good it was, actually, so I got really caught up in that, and I highly recommend it. And it does remind you that there is sort of a high end of what we call reality TV when you're really doing something that feels really, really real.
Matt, what's going on with the daytime soaps?
Well, as of today, they are all back in business. A few weeks ago, we reported that CBS's Bold and the Beautiful, the half-hour soap, was back on the air after being shut down for several months because of the pandemic. And General Hospital came back last week. That's the one on ABC. Days of Our Lives weirdly never ran out of episodes because they had such a stockpile. That was unusual. But the highest rated of all the soaps is CBS's Young and the Restless. And as of today, it's back in business and will be airing new episodes. So now that entire industry is back doing their work, which isn't the same as what's happening in primetime, because we're still not hearing of very many shows, if any, that have gone back to weekly production because of the protocols, the safety protocols, how they're going to do it. I think even just or some actors going to want to do it to go back on sound stages or on location, especially in a place like California, which is a hot spot. So we're really not sure when the primetime network season that we would normally see happen in, like, late September we don't know when we're going to start seeing episodes of basically almost anything. Some shows like Bachelor, and as you saw, Big Brother came back last week. Some shows can maybe produce things in a bubble, but we're not really sure how it's going to work. But maybe daytime soaps will show the way because they're doing a lot of testing. They've got monitors on site to make sure everything's going well. And so fingers crossed that we'll see more TV coming down the pike relatively soon, but it's going to be a challenge.
Hey, Matt, in our final 30 seconds, big story today about America's Got Talent maestro Simon Cowell breaking his back.
Yeah, that's just terrible. And they were supposed to go into live episodes as of tomorrow night, Tuesday night. I imagine they'll still do live. It's hard to imagine that he'd be there, but the show will go on. But like with American Idol and Voice earlier this year, they will do it without an audience. But I think that the performers, the acts, will show up to perform live in front of the judges. But we'll see how it plays out, and I'm sure that they'll give us an update on Simon on Tuesday one way or the other. So rooting for him to recover. He's come through surgery, but, yeah, it's a bad blow for a show that had to readjust like everything else during this period.
We'll check out TV Guide magazine, too, because there's a nice cover story on the daytime soap series as well. Matt, always appreciate your time and your insight. I'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks.
He is Matt Rausch here from TV Insider on WCCO. The news coming up in 3 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.